Welcome, heathens and witches, to the Horn
and Cauldron
podcast. Yeah, we're back at it again. I'm John Norgrove. This is Julie Norgrove. And this is our once weekly witchy podcast. It arrives during the week, not on a specific day of the week. Shut up with that. So this is an off week. Oh my God, this is the pub chat edition. We didn't even say that when we did the thing. Pub chat edition. The pub has already been happening. A chat has been happening. We've technically been recording for like 27 minutes and we finally started because we were talking about the book that we're reading, which is not the thing that we're talking about today.
But yay. We will be releasing a video about that once we're all done, even though we probably could just pop this up.
It's that's
mostly
fair.
There.
That's
but
fair.
Like you haven't finished this book yet.
No. Yeah.
We got some work to cover.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so whatever. This is a pub chat edition where we partake in drinks, so grab your drink and partake with us as we chat about, I don't know, whatever I feel like chatting about. This is the uncouth kind of episode where we just talk about whatever the heck's on Jonathan's mind. So today, I was still not prepared to record this podcast, and so at the last minute, I decided to talk about synchronicities. I literally almost said synergy right there.
Which is funny, because
I just made the synergy
joke. And then you did a whole thing about
how it's not the same thing. But you know what? They're too close in sound, and which is the thing that you said, which is unfair. And
it's unfair that I was correct?
No, it's just unfair that you made the idea at all. The whole thing is unfair. Everything about it's wrong. Everybody's fired. So, yeah. Whatever.
That's it. End of episode.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye forever.
Goodbye forever. So we're going to talk about synchronicities because on the drive home, we were talking about synchronicity. And I genuinely can't think of anything else to talk about. Today has been remarkably busy.
It has been actually like a week.
It has been a real week. I just did not have this morning. I had an idea too. That's the worst part is that like, I feel the, you know, when you get like, when you have an idea and then you forget about that idea and then like several hours later, you have the like what I think of as the like bruise of an idea.
Uh-huh.
Right? Where you're just like in your mind, you're like, I fucking know that I had this idea. But like I
call it like,
but like I don't know what that idea was.
I call it like the shadow of the idea because bruise. I get like migraines. And after I've had a particularly rough migraine, when it's like on the way out, it doesn't hurt anymore, but I feel like I can still feel the migraine in
sure,
my head.
Sure.
You know, like they talk about like phantom limb. Basically, it's like phantom migraine.
Totally.
You know, yeah. So kind of like that. So like the shadow
bruise,
of
the reason
idea.
Why I use bruise is because everybody loves shadows. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Shadows are the best, right?
I wasn't saying I didn't like it.
But bruises are annoying. And yes. The bruise of a thing is annoying, like a bruise, right? Because like it hurts when you hurt yourself, right? But if you just have a bruise, for the most part, it's not a problem until you like move too fast near some shit, right? And you like bump into it a little bit, or like the dog's like, "What's that over here?" and like touches you, and you're just like,
or if somebody's like, "Ooh, what's that, a bruise?" and then they poke it for a while.
Yeah, exactly like that. I'm reminding you that you have a bruise there.
I knew.
So let me tell you about how I handle bruises.
Which is
punch that bruise. You got a bruise? Punch it. It spreads the bruise out across the punch, removes
what?
The bruise. It erases
no.
it.
Also, rarely bruise. You have literally never punched me.
Well, I've never punched your bruises. I punch my bruises. You punch your bruises.
No, I'm not going to punch my bruises.
Nobody else is going to punch your bruise. That's crazy.
I'm
going to punch your own bruise.
Best case,
you're
I'm
going to
like
bro?
Massage it to get the like blood
isn't a massage just
to, like,
a soft punch.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Everything works out. What's up? This is what this episode is about.
But again,
soft
truly,
punches.
Full disclosure, never been punched by you, so.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
I feel like we live in a time
punch,
where I have to
but,
like
yeah, that's
make
fair.
Sure
that's,
that that's
what I mean is punch
clear.
Your own bruises. Don't punch other people's bruises.
You're like, you know what I love to do is punch people's bruises.
My bruises. Punch bruises. TM. Individual TM. Clearly, I need to be more clear about the way that I'm talking. It's fine. You know what?
This is a pub chat. And your mouth is canceled.
We're not even big enough to be canceled. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tempt the
internet. What's the like small scale canceled? Empty?
No, I think it's still canceled.
It's just still canceled?
Yeah, it's still canceled.
Whatever. clearly, I'm not actually punching other people's bruises. That's crazy. So anyway, we're talking about synchronicity. We're gonna try and get back on track here.
We've had a real squirrely kind of day, so
it is. It is one of those days, my dude. So first,
where you just don't want to wake up. Everybody sucks.
No. I mean, everybody in that book sucks, but that's a separate and distinct issue.
Do you not know what I was just?
I'm not giving it to you. It's denied.
That was delicious. Yeah. So that's too bad for you.
Thrice you denied them.
What? No. Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. That's a reference. Acid denial. How you feel about that? Boom. Slam dunk or whatever. Whatever this motion is. Shoots.
It was good, and I know it.
it was good. Okay, so firstly, what's a synchronicity?
You pulled up that
definition. I want you to define it, and then I'm going to define it, and then I'm going to read the definition.
Oh, I see. So you're like...
I brought up the definition because I wanted to know what, like, the official definition was. Because we were talking about synchronicities earlier, and I described it. But then at the exact same time, I'm like, but what does, like, the, like, dictionary definition say?
So you're just, like, punching an emotional bruise here.
I don't know that makes any sense. I'm not punching anything. I'm massaging emotional bruises.
Ooh, I don't like that.
It does sound.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Pretty gross, right?
No, that's gross. Okay,
we're not doing any of that. Nothing's happening with bruises.
Like, if I were to think of like synchronicity in like a woo-woo sense specifically, I would say it's like when like things happen. Usually, multiple things happen that like kind of align with a specific like vibe. Or like message or purpose in such a way where you're like, oh shit, like, huh, look at that. That thing happened and then that thing happened and they both kind of like reinforce each other.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. Yeah. I should probably do something about that, whether that's like noticing it, appreciating it, going like, oh, I pulled cards about that. Ha ha ha.
Yeah,
you know, totally. Or like something like that's what I would use as like a definition for synchronicity.
Okay. And do you think synchronicity is like always woo-woo stuff?
No, but I think that for...
What's a non-woo-woo synchronicity?
I mean, I think when people go like, oh, what a coincidence, haha. But like, I think that people in like woo spaces are much more open to looking at synchronicity.
Like wrestling stuff? Like whatever that guy's name is?
Ric Flair,
yeah.
Yeah. So I think that like, I think that like people in the woo-woo space are like a lot more attuned to seeing synchronicities when things happen, and they're a lot less likely to go like, oh, what a coincidence. And I know that we often talk about like, you know, like mundane then magical, you know, like explore the mundane reasons why that would happen. But like, I feel like with synchronicities, you have that like a lot less.
Like mundane before magical.
Yeah. Sort of thing. Because a synchronicity is a mundane thing, but it also is inherently like kind of a magical thing, in my opinion. Like it's something where it kind of like bridges the gap between the two of them. So like, yes, synchronicities happen in like a non woo woo environment.
Sure.
You know, like, woo-free, if you like, will. Oh, like I ended up like leaving work, like my boss said I could leave work early today. And I got home and turned on the news and apparently there's like a big accident on the like highway that I take home that would have happened like right when I was commuting. So like, what a synchronicity that like I made it home okay. That's like a completely non woo woo way of doing it. Now you could spin that same event to go like, I felt like I felt like I needed to go home because impending doom or, you know, whatever.
You can
code any synchronicity into the woo-woo space.
Yeah. Well, you can code anything into being a synchronicity, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is that, what's that? 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever the fuck?
6 degrees
of Kevin
separation.
Bacon.
Yeah. 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 So like you can definitely have synchronicity that doesn't have woo, but I think that people that are attuned to woo-woo stuff are able to see synchronicities in a much easier way because it's something that you're always thinking. You're not always thinking about synchronicities, but it's a part of like a pretty general magical and philosophical practice that most people involved in like woo-woo or witchy or pagan stuff are like attuned to. They'll be like, whoa, it's a sign.
Yeah.
You know, totally, and it's not totally. Like I opened up my eyes.
Yeah. And then saw it.
And then saw it. Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, like that's interesting. That happened. And then that happened. And then that happened. Because a lot of times, like in the woo woo space, you know, you'll do a spell or you'll like set an intention. Right. Even maybe like not something big deal, but you'll notice like, oh, that's the thing.
Because you're like more, you're like tuned to that frequency more.
Totally. Right. Yes, totally. Absolutely. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I like the way that I sort of define a synchronicity is like when like multiple unconnected events sort of like vibrate in the same like in the same key. Like when yeah. when it sort of like resonates. Synchronicities are like non-structural resonance.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's like, okay, so like the example of like my boss let me go home early and then like I missed that accident. Like I wouldn't consider that a synchronicity. Right? Yeah. Because that's purely cause and effect.
Well,
right?
I wouldn't but say like, that. But I mean, like, that is cause but and like, effect.
If your boss sent you home early and you missed that but accident like, what if, or whatever.
But what if your boss then, like, never sends you home early? And this well, is just that, the day
that's that still happens. That's still cause and effect. I mean, the synchronicity would be if there's some unconnected thing either about accidents or about your boss sending you home early. Mm-hmm. That like some other, like, let's say that happens and then like, on the episode
maybe of your boss was telling you at watching. Lunch they were watching Final Destination 2 well, and then they never let you go home early but then they let you go home early and then there was like a logging accident on the road. That's a synchronicity.
Well, the synchronicity would be if your boss sent you home early and you missed an accident and you find out that accident was a logging accident and then you turn on TV and on whatever TV channel you're on is playing whatever
Final oh my god I just realized that basically that's... all the Final Destination movies work in synchronicity. It is a horror of synchronicity.
Again, no, I don't think that that's synchronicity. I think that's oh, that's the other one, because synchronicity is like non-connected shit. Right.
Yeah, but those are. I would argue
that like if you, it so the synchronicity around those things would be like if you, like drove past a logging accident.
Yeah,
and then when you get home, Final Destination 2 is on TV.
Yeah,
that's a synchronicity because you see how those are non-connected events.
Yeah.
Right. So the synchronicity, in my mind, has to do with disconnection. Right. It has to do with something that has like, it's sort of like,
see, I
like
feel... it,
like if you have like if you like went to the thing and got a scratcher and won $2 and then like we're at home and like, you know, your kid was like, oh, hey, I found a $2 bill. You're like, oh shit, like that, you know, that could be like a synchronicity because those are like disconnected events.
Yeah.
But they still overlap in the fact that like $2 was found.
Yeah.
For a lack of better words, right? So like in my mind, I think there has to be some sort of logical, like spatial or temporal disconnection, mm-hmm. right? To me, synchronicity resonates rather close to deja vu. Mm-hmm. Right? In the sense that it's like a disconnected thing. Although, to be fair, the reason why I feel like it vibes real close to deja vu is that synchronicity and deja vu are two things that I constantly have to deal with. I get deja vu fucking a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, way more than I want to have to deal with. I get fucking deja vu about stuff. Right? So, like, I feel like there's that, like, disconnection, you know, where it's like you've clearly never been to this place or you've clearly never done this task, but you're getting deja vu about it. So it's like, how do you know that this is the thing that's happening when it's happening?
Yeah.
Right. Regardless of the fact that maybe deja vu is just, like, your brain predicting things hyper accurately or potentially that it's just that, like, the clock in your head is fucked up so you're getting deja vu.
Yeah.
Whatever, like, science woo-woo is going on with deja vu.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But in my mind... synchronicity has some sort of disconnection in it.
Oh, like see, some sort I don't of think that
rational
be...
or spatial disconnection.
See, I don't think right? that
and
it
the,
needs
and the
to
separation
be disconnected
between
like that.
Woo and non-woo synchronicity is simply that if a synchronicity occurs and you're like, that's interesting, non-woo. But if a synchronicity occurs and you're like, vibes, bro, woo. Right? Yeah. I feel like the woo-ness of a synchronicity is directly proportionate to how much you are trying to woo that synchronicity. You know what I'm saying? It's a circle.
Yeah.
Is kind of what I'm saying with the woo-ness of a synchronicity. Because like any synchronicity has the potential to be woo.
Yeah.
Right? But like if you're just catching it as vibes, like it's just like whatever, then it's whatever. But if it's like woo, then you're like, ooh, woo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see,
that's sort of the way that I'm vibing.
I think of it more like, as perhaps maybe a uniquely Californian, like thought process behind it is like, earthquake. The idea behind earthquakes, pre-shocks and aftershocks, right? So, like, when there is an earthquake, oftentimes there is a pre-shock, there may be a different word for this, like, that happens, where it's, like, in the same place as that earthquake, but it's a small guy. And then there's the bigger earthquake, and then there are aftershocks, and sometimes aftershocks are actually larger than the main earthquake, but most of the time they're smaller. But they all kind of, like, resonate along the same fault line, in the same area of the fault line. Sure. So, like, for me, I think of synchronicity as something that's more like earthquakes on a fault line, where they're all kind of like wah 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 in the place until it's like, okay, done now.
Sure.
They are, so like they're connected, but the connection may not be like perfectly in line, right? Like they'll all happen on the fault line, but like maybe one's like 10 miles up the fault line than the other earthquake.
Sure.
Or maybe there's hours of time in between these.
Yeah.
Right? Because you can have like pre-shocks and aftershocks within 48 hours of the like earthquake. So like you could be quaking for 4 days. Because you can have pre-shocks up to 48 hours before the main earthquake event, and you can have aftershocks for up to 48 hours after the main earthquake event,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So for me, that's kind of like the way that I look at it is more like how we deal with earthquakes.
Okay. You ready for this technically definition?
Oh my gosh, I'm sure I'm going to be so wrong. It's going to be like wrong. A synchronicity
This thing could define a synchronicity as a persimmon.
You're going to hit me with a Jeopardy X over here?
Yeah, with a meh. Right, with that you just got kicked off the island. What is that?
Survivor.
Yeah, you're off the island or whatever. Okay, synchronicity. This is the Oxford definition or whatever. So the simultaneous occurrence of events which appear significantly related but have no discernible causal connection.
Okay. Honestly, I would say that we're both basically right.
Yeah. And both basically wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Does Merriam-Webster have the same definition? Oh, this is a weird one. Okay.
The first one was from what?
Was like the Oxford, like, you know, when you Google a word it just like gives whatever you the like Oxford definition is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Merriam-Webster. Synchronicity, one, the quality or fact of being synchronous. Fucking delicious.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good job.
I hate that.
definition two, the coincidental occurrence of events and especially psychic events, such as similar thoughts in widely separated persons or a mental image of an unexpected event before it happens that seems related but are not explained by conventional mechanisms of causality. So used especially in psychology from Carl Gustav Jung. I have literally never seen his whole name written out before.
His middle name is Gustav?
I did not know that. I just learned a thing in a definition. Huh. That's crazy town. So yeah, it is the semblance of connection, but like the perception of connection, but where no causality can occur.
Well, there's no way to prove that it's connected either.
Yeah. Well, that's like there's no causality. So So there's no cause and effect.
Well, I would say that both of those definitions, like together, is basically what we have said.
Yeah.
So woo, wiping that forehead there.
Yeah. Totally. But so okay. So the reason why we brought up synchronicities is because we were talking about like different kinds of like woo space stuff and like synchronicities and whatever the heck. And we were talking about how
we each have had we've had
synchronicities.
A synchronicity like this week that like has been like, oh.
Yeah. Right. And so it's like one of those things that like we like occur, like it occurs, obviously.
Yeah.
Right. What like with or without the obvious causality being attached to it. And so like it brought up this conversation about specifically synchronicities. And, you know, I think that you said something earlier that sort of like glancing blew a truth about like sort of the woo aspect of synchronicities, which is that like if you do woo shit, right? And like I'm not hating on synchronicities. Obviously, I just said like we deal with this all the time. We literally spent like the whole drive home talking about these.
And this is not not a rare thing. Like we all like pretty much once a week. We're
talk about them and stuff like that, but we were talking about like woo stuff, right? And like synchronicities. And the reason why I'm using the word woo is to just sort of like generalize any sort of like woo space stuff. I mean woo in the like non dogmatic and non like hate speech way, because I imagine like woo woo stuff has like negative connotations, because some people use it in a negative way, which,
and it's also not the Ric Flair way,
hold on, it is the Ric Flair way and the party girl way, because you know what, if we're gonna do woo woo stuff, we're fucking taking party girls and Ric Flair.
We're not taking Ric Flair anywhere. That man has been canceled.
Oh, we're going to take his outfits.
We can take the jackets. That's
can take the jackets.
Yeah.
And like.
Maybe his weird velvet suits.
Yeah.
But Ric Flair himself.
His outfits. But like maybe fucking
We're not a part of
it. I don't know nothing about this motherfucker. I know he has an energy drink or something. And every time I hear about that, it literally makes my eyes bleed a little. Because I'm just like, what? What? Does this really exist? Am I just being gaslit? It's. Wrestling shit, not important. We're also gonna take.
I mean,
the
it is
woo
important
sound.
We're but like, we're gonna
we're taking the woo sound that he emits. Also, we're making his sound. We're taking his sound emission.
Woo.
But like, but like, no. You know, I know that people like use woo and woo woo in a negative connotation, and frankly, I think that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like. I don't know. It's a cool sound. Why you being hateful or whatever the heck?
Yeah.
Right. And also, like, if you're gonna be like categorically anti what any person would define as woo woo stuff, you're probably boring, and I don't want to be friends with you. I mean, that's like really 90% of it for me. Is anytime somebody's just like, well, you know, this woo woo stuff, and they're using it in a negative connotation, I'm just like, all right, so your life is fucking boring. Cool. Like, you don't need to share that with me. I'm good. Thanks, dog.
Yeah.
But like, no. So like, I think that, so whatever, defining how we're using woo. But like, I think that like practitioners of like the occult and like magical stuff and like woo stuff and like witchy stuff and like any of that shit, right? I think that like, because you are working in a oft more heightened state of consciousness, right? Or like seeking like these like cosmic truths or like seeking you know, more knowledge about magical spells or anything like that, I think that it's just more likely that you're going to not only observe synchronicities, right, because you're more aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it's that like a dude with one eye is gonna see more than a dude with, or is gonna see less than a dude with two eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you've got more eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So it's like part of it's just like the practical idea of like, if you are like looking for magical shit, then you're going to like find magical shit. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's the punch buggy effect, the like car effect. If I mention like a Datsun, you're going to be like, and then all of a sudden tomorrow you're going to see like at least one Datsun on the road.
Yeah.
Or whatever
because you're, it's like when somebody talks about breathing.
Yeah.
And you all of a sudden are like hyper aware.
Or blinking, or blinking. Like, where is your tongue in your mouth? Or like.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Like, where is your tongue in your mouth? Yeah. Yeah. That's a fun
Stop
one.
Stop it. it.
Yeah.
Get out of my head.
Think about where your tongue is in your mouth. What are you doing with your hands right now? That's a good one too. Right? Because then people start noticing that they'll be like listening to a thing or they're doing something and they're like doing something weird with their hands. Right?
Yeah.
I saw an author talk about this, about like a great way to like give characters more personality is describe what they're doing with their hands in a scene.
Yeah.
Because it can imply a lot of emotion without just outright. You could just be like, this guy's angry. And like, that's cool, right? You could tell me that this guy's angry. Good writing, right? But like, if you tell me that he's clenching his hands, right?
Yeah.
Then he's angry, right? If he's clenching his fists, he's more angry. If he's clenching his hands, like if he's flexing his hands, clenching and unclenching, then he's like angry or upset, but there's a bit of stress induced in it. Is he wringing his hands out? Is he wringing his hands frightfully or fitfully? Like, there's a lot of ways you can describe an emotion without just saying the emotion by describing what a person is doing with their hands.
Yeah.
Right? And in this, he talks about a great way to learn that, like to learn how to describe emotions with your hands, is notice what your hands are doing while you're doing things, while you're watching TV, or while you're reading a book, or while you're like whatever. And he's like, and you'll notice you're doing things with your hands. Like, we're always doing something with our
hands.
Well,
like, I guess right now, how many of you, dear listeners, are touching your phone with your hands?
Exactly.
Yeah. Ooh, that's messed up. That's messed up.
It's like, it's those little awarenesses, right? And this is part of that, like why does the woo crowd, right? Why does the woo crowd like see synchronicities more, right? Well, it would be because like we are practicing heightened observance.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Right?
So like if you're looking for stuff,
one of the things that we often
it.
Talk about is write it down.
Yeah.
Like, do you think you saw a sign, a synchronicity? Write it down. That way you can like notate that. Or a lot of times people in the woo space will like ask for a sign. I know I do that.
Sure.
Like, show me a sign that like I'm doing things the way I should.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever the reason for the sign is, like there's a lot more awareness and like attunement and frequency that people in the woo-woo space tend to employ.
Well, and even in the like less woo, more like less metaphysical, more like Jungian psychology, or the more like psychoanalyst, like the woo side of psychoanalyst sort of stuff, like Jung and Watts and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like those spaces, they talk about that kind of thing also, like synchronicities and stuff like that. Which I would also argue is an effect of being in a heightened state of awareness about things that are going on, right? If you are analyzing reality against the like base, like grand subconsciousness hierarchy of like hero and villain and like all those things, then like you're also going to be aware of that little stuff. Like, you know, when you leave a room, your brain kind of resets a little bit.
Yeah.
So like if you're thinking about a thing and you're like, but not 100% doing it, and you walk out of a room, sometimes you'll forget that thing. If you walk back into that room, you may re-remember it.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of stuff, you know? So part of it, I think, is certainly that we are in an active seeking mode for like signs, vibes, synchronicities, you know, is this what are, you know, archetypes, character analysis, you know, and like to that end, I wonder, like, I would assume, right, you know, and I don't have any evidence or whatever, but like, I would assume that things like writers probably have a similar heightened instance of synchronicity.
Oh, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Because writers generally observe the world from the place of a writer.
Yeah.
Right. I just recently watched this anime where this guy, is like a big video game like otaku, and he like essentially gets gaslit into being popular. and he realizes that like he used to participate in reality as an NPC, and now he's participating in reality as a player character.
Yeah.
Right? And he falls in love with this girl who is a writer who used to participate in the world as a reader and is mm-hmm. now learning to participate in the world. She's like, I now know that I need to participate in the world as a writer, a constructor of her own dreams.
Yeah.
Right? And they get in an argument where he's like, you're observing the world as a writer, but as a writer, you're not interacting with the world.
Yeah.
Like the way a character would. Mm-hmm. Right? And so they have this sort of like back and forth argument, and it was a fairly insightful argument about the idea that the manner in which we interact with the world is sort of like directly affected by the way in which we perceive our place in the world. Are you a player character in the world? Are you an observer in the world? You know, are you an NPC? Or, and like, I know that, like, I don't know, whatever, online social media nonsense is talking about like this person's being a main character, this person's yeah. being an NPC, or like whatever NPC TikTok stuff is, a thing that I don't really grasp. Like, I feel like I'm missing something on that, but whatever, you know. But so like I feel like though that sort of like, if you're interacting with the world in that more thoughtful way, then you're like obviously going to like have a higher likelihood of not only noticing or observing a synchronicity, but also trying to pull some sort of meaning out of that synchronicity.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you saw the aftermath of a logging truck crash on the freeway on your way home, and then you get home and I'm watching Final Destination 2, right, with the log accident thing, yeah. right? Does that mean anything? No.
No.
Is it an interesting synchronicity? Sure. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly telling you not to trust logging trucks, as all millennials know. But like, but that's not like, you know, opening your third eye and like revealing cosmic truths as a synchronicity. Right. But you would be aware of it in a much more profound way, even if the scene wasn't log scene. I could be yeah. at the very end of Final Destination 2, and you'd be like, that's the one with the logs. And I was like, that did happen. And you're like, funny story. On my way home. You know?
Yeah.
So you become more heightened to the, like, chance of synchronicity.
Yeah.
Right? TM or whatever. But at the same time, when a synchronicity does have hidden meaning, right, or could be extracted for hidden meaning, then, like, it, from that perspective, I think the more woo you are, right, or the more willing you are to approach shit from the angle of woo,
yeah,
right, then like the higher the likelihood that you're gonna find some lesson from that. And I would also argue that like, even if you're not, so long as the lesson isn't terrible monster person shit, right, like if you get a synchronicity that's like telling you to like not smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And we all know that smoking cigarettes is bad for you or whatever.
Yeah.
And you have like a bunch of synchronicity that's saying like don't smoke cigarettes. And because of that, you quit smoking cigarettes. Does it matter whether or not that shit was woo?
No.
Right? Because like you benefited from the lesson you learned from this observed pattern, like non-linear, disconnected pattern, non-causal pattern that you observed in reality that allowed you to, whether it's gain the confidence or take the first step or just put the idea in your head or whatever to improve yourself, then that's for the better.
Yeah.
Right? So like, just because you're interpreting causally disconnected pieces of information in the perspective of a woo, so long as, again, they're not asshole things, and I can't stress that enough, if your synchronicity is an asshole thing, that's you. You're just an asshole. That's on you. That ain't got nothing to do with universe. Don't put that on cosmic. That's you being a piece of shit. But like, so long as it's not asshole shit and it's like cool self-improvement shit, then like, it doesn't really matter how woo you interpret it, so long as you use it as a point of character improvement or physical yeah. improvement or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So like, under that, earring just fell out. Under that, those, they just fall out sometimes, man.
It's because you're moving your head too much.
It's because I'm too sassy. about this. So
it's because you're too aware of moving your hands around.
I'm too hype, man. I'm always aware that I'm moving my hands around because I talk with my hands pretty
aggressively.
Precociously.
Yeah, either works, yes. I would say that like a neighbor to synchronicity, that actually a Venn diagram overlap partner with synchronicity is like foreshadowing. And so I would say that like horror movie buffs are probably also a bit more attuned to seeing synchronicities in things as well. And that's because a lot of horror movies, so not all horror movies, but like a lot of horror movies have foreshadowing in them. And sometimes that foreshadowing is like really overtly the thing. So like in Shaun of the Dead, you get a lot of foreshadowing in that. It has amazing foreshadowing. Yeah. But the thing is the foreshadowing is all people doing zombie things. So it's not synchronicity because that's the people basically doing the thing. And perhaps it's before they become zombies, right? But like that's the that's the foreshadowing of Shaun of the Dead. But like in other horror movies, and you also see this in like you see this kind of like foreshadowing, almost synchronicity type of thing in like a lot of zombie stuff, and sometimes in like ghosty stuff. But sometimes foreshadowing stuff is more like a synchronicity. Like it's a haunted house, there's like a dead bird that you find in the yard the first day you move in, and you're like, ooh, that's creepy. And then, you know, you like find an article or like see a thing posted up at the post office, right?
Well, I think what you're saying is that some foreshadowing
is also synchronicity.
Can be a synchronicity.
Yes.
Or could be interpreted as a synchronicity.
Yes.
I mean, under that argument though, right? So
I think could be foreshadowing also. So that's why it's like the Venn diagram overlap.
Sure.
Here,
well, I mean, some of them if some foreshadow can be synchronicity, then some synchronicity has to be foreshadowing.
Yes.
That's the same words.
Yes.
But like, I would say that like if you're gonna try and like higher dimensional Venn diagram synchronicity, first of all, you're gonna have to include like a bunch of shit. But like, I mean, you know, the like hand reaching out of the ground is a synchronicity.
Right? I mean, like maybe.
Almost every slasher movie, the slasher does the equivalent of a hand reaching out of the ground.
Oh.
And most of the time it's a hand reaching out of the ground, by the fucking way. Right?
Yeah, like more often than you. The end credits sting.
Yeah, right. It's the he's not dead yet. Whether it's hand out the grand, hand out the water, hand out the ambulance, hand out some dude's chest or whatever the fuck.
I mean,
like,
I would say yes, right? Because
that's a synchronicity.
That's like the aftershock, right? The synchronicity aftershock version. If you base it on my earthquake bit
analogy. Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. I mean, it's just that, like, again, I think that part of what matters for a synchronicity, beyond the obviously non-causal link, right? A Chekhov's gun isn't a synchronicity.
Agreed.
Right? Yes. But like somebody acting like a zombie in the morning getting their cup of Joe, and then later on, our main character ignores a zombie near a coffee machine because he sees people act that way before, that could be a synchronicity.
Yes.
Right? Whereas like a Chekhov's gun, like, you know, whatever.
Is like a thing sick in the corner. Person.
The Chekhov's gun, like again for Shaun of the Dead, is literally the actual gun.
Oh!
In the
yes,
bar.
The gun is
the Chekhov's gun in this. Like that is not a synchronicity. Because a Chekhov's gun is causally linked, and synchronicities are intrinsically
the synchronicity acausal. In Shaun of the Dead is the other group that they run into, where they like know each other and everybody's like the same,
like the same,
but
same. Yeah.
That's
well,
the synchronicity. In
sure,
Shaun
sure,
of
sure.
The Dead. I mean, not that there's that's the only one. Right?
Sure, sure.
But
yeah.
That's the first one.
But
that comes to mind.
I think the other half of a synchronicity, like if you were to try and like overanalyze it, right? I think half of a synchronicity is
non-causal
reality.
Yeah.
Right. And I think the other half of synchronicity is intrinsically perception based, right? And insofar as if a thing occurs that has synchronicity, non-causal synchronicity, but you don't do anything about that from an observation standpoint, like you don't observe it or it doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, then a synchronicity, it is not.
Yeah.
Right? Because those are just similar non-causally linked things, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you derive some sort of meaning or some sort of information from it, from non-causally linked events of similarity, right, or simultaneity, then it becomes synchronicity, right? It's not just that it's the same, and it's not just that it's uncausal, non-causal.
Yeah.
But it's also that it's observed in such a way as information is derived from it, giving it the power to be linked, even though there is no causal link.
Well,
does that make sense?
And
if you see a logging accident on the road, or like the aftermath, right? You see a logging truck broke down on the side of the road. I'm not saying you got to see somebody get hurt or whatever, but like if you see like a logging truck broke down on the side of the road, and you're like, Final Destination 2, and then you get home. And we're watching YouTube, and FX is playing Final Destination 2, but we don't know that it's happening. We were never able to observe that synchronicity. Somebody else driving home who saw that it was playing on whatever channel I just said, Fox or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? They may achieve synchronicity from it, and they may get home and see it and totally not even observe the connection that they just saw that thing, right?
Yeah.
It requires the observation and generation, the like, thinking mushroom in your skeleton mech to like draw a connection where no causal link actually exists.
Well,
right? And that's where like are the people in the Shaun of the Dead that are the same as our characters, but like just, you know, whatever, 12 centimeters to the left. Are those people actually linked to our people? No. And we're drawing that they're the same people because they are looking and acting the same in that scene. But without us observing that, no synchronicity would occur.
Without the audience knowledge. And I think that's a piece of it.
More than just observe, but it's observe and analyze and build that link. Right.
Well,
synchronicity is the bridge that connects uncausally connected things.
Yeah, but I think it's also like very personal too. Like I've found
because you have to be the observer.
Well, the synchronicity basically relies on you, but the synchronicity is kind of like only for you. In that, like if you had like mentioned like separate events over like the course of like a few days of like things that are synchronicities to like your friend, right? And you didn't connect them as being synchronicities, like your friend may not notice that.
Well, if you don't connect them as synchronicities, but they're like similar non-causal, then like you're describing events to your friend. But if your friend points that out, which isn't you, and gives you that connection, then it retroactively becomes synchronicity, which also would imply that synchronicities are alinear to time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They're both non-causal and non-temporal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though simultaneity can be the uncausal link of synchronicity.
But like for the most part, a synchronicity is something that only you as the observer is going to notice because you're the one who is receiving all of the data points, so to speak, of your own existence. So like if you like, you know, if you're interacting with something and like somebody else is interacting with it, unless they have taken all the same steps as you and basically gone along with you, or you've told them all of the beats, they're not going to notice that that's a synchronicity.
Sure. Well, or they're going to notice a different synchronicity, right?
Yeah.
Or you not noticed a synchronicity, but they will point out that it's synchronistic.
Yeah.
And then you don't take anything from it because you never got that vibe to begin with. Or retroactively, you're like, oh shit, dog.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. And they're just like, I know, right? That's crazy. And they're like, you got to deal with that shit later on when you're alone, about ready to go to sleep, thinking about how that shit was hella synchronistic and you just like didn't notice it or whatever the fuck, you know, doing that 10th grade flashback shit or whatever.
Yeah, like I had a synchronicity earlier this week that like I noticed yesterday was like sort of the end of those aftershocks. And like you knew about all of the events associated with said synchronicity and didn't put together that it was a synchronicity.
Well, it's until, just that it wasn't a synchronicity.
Until I mentioned all me, of those things. Right. Yeah.
So like, and again, synchronicity, it, because it relies on the observer, right? It means that two people can interpret the same piece of information synchronistically or non-synchronistically, asynchronistically.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and it's just the same. If for you, it's a synchronicity, but I'm aware of causal connection, which makes it non-synchronistic for me.
Yeah.
Right. Then for me, it's non-synchronistic. And for you, it's synchronistic. And that doesn't change anything. Right.
Yeah. That doesn't devalue.
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like if for you, a thunderstorm is, I don't know, whatever, Zeus.
Sure.
He does thunder and lightning and shit. Right. And for me, a thunderstorm is Thor. Does it change the fact that like, don't stand near trees
during a thunderstorm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like observer bias with regard to the like causality or synchronicity of a series of events doesn't change the potential to derive meaning from that event. Insofar as the value of a synchronicity is intrinsically connected to the amount of meaning that can be derived from it. A synchronicity that's just like, that's gangster, is gangster for sure. But like a synchronicity where you're just like, I'm gonna sit down for a few minutes because that shit's whack, dog.
Yeah, that's got me feeling away.
Like if you're yeah. feeling a whole vibe about it, then like that synchronicity has more meaning, yeah. right? You know, it's and it's just like sometimes you pull a tower card, right? We're gonna use a tarot example here, right? Sometimes you pull a tower card and you're just like, that's right. Sometimes that shit happens, bruv. Right? And sometimes you pull a tower card and you're just like, can I call out sick to work today? Because I don't really want to have to deal with this tower card, right? And then you're like, nah, I'm gonna go to work, and you go to work, and that tower is just fucking all over the place.
On fire.
Just yeah. absolutely struck by lightning.
And you're, I mean, not like, the physical building, right? The tower card is...
Yeah, it's just... It's everywhere.
Is manifesting.
Yeah, right? So, like, you see how that's one of those, like, meaning is certainly derived by the observer sort of a thing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, that's sort of the way that I think about that.
Yeah,
about I synchronicity. Agree. Is that like, okay, so recap. Synchronicity is meaning derived through observation of non-causally connected events that exist in either resonance, simultaneity, or vibes that can or cannot be woo, but appear to gain more juice, the more woo or the more self-improvement that can be observed or affected mm-hmm. after such a synchronistic observation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So synchronicity, hallucinations.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's just vibes. It's just vibe hallucinations, which I'm very okay with as somebody who sees who observes synchronicities with a frequency,
right? Same, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like it's one of those things that, like, we talk about synchronicities, like we do personally, fairly frequently, right? And, like, a lot of the, like, other...
Honestly, probably, like, at least once a week.
Yeah. And, yeah. like, a lot of the, like, other, like, podcasts and, like, witchy stuff and, like... thaumaturgical, like Watsian, like that sort of psychology vibe stuff that I watch often talks about it. And like, you know, I've seen like what, like listen to Watts speeches that talk about it and stuff like that. So like those things I think are like, for sure something that we all sort of interact with, but was something that I just kind of wanted to like touch base on, for lack of better
words. Yeah.
Add a little bit of definition into the universe about it, as well as sort of like, because clearly these are unscripted, as well as sort of like work through the ideas of synchronicities with the group.
Yeah. 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 So because you, dear listener, are part of the group, what do you think about synchronicities? Do you experience them? Do you think that they're like only a woo thing, also a mundane thing, a little bit of both? How do you feel when you notice a synchronicity? You know, like, do you have anybody to like talk to about it? You know, are you able to like talk it out? Tell us, what are your
what are your synchronicity vibes? Like, how do you synchronicities? Like, is that something that you observe often, or is it like, yeah, I've never had a synchronicity.
Yeah,
that would be equally interesting information.
Yeah,
you know, to find out. You know, is that like some people like get deja vu a bunch? I'm one of those people, and some people are like, I don't really understand what that is. I don't really get that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, that just happens, right? We're all different monsters. So,
yeah.
You know, whatever, whatever. But yeah, I don't know. Whatever. That was synchronicities. Tell us what you think about synchronicities. Did everything we just say was wrong?
Also tell us.
Yeah, also tell us.
We need the engagement for the algorithm.
I'll take the engagement. You know what? What were you drinking? Tell me that. Comment below. What were you drinking? I am drinking Applejack, which is like 90 proof apple brandy.
From who?
This is Calva, Goat Rock Beverage Company, which I got from Goat Rock Cidery. This stuff is the absolute best. So I don't know how bad the light is just absolutely blowing that out.
Hashtag not an ad.
Yeah, hashtag not an ad, but this is like the second bottle.
I'm drinking. I don't have the bottle near me, but I was drinking a Korbel port.
Yeah.
Which is like my current obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. You're on a port kick of late. Yeah. But thanks for coming along on this chaos, to be perfectly fair. I don't know, whatever. I'm John Norgrove. I've been John Norgrove. I literally almost just said I've been John Norgrove.
You say that often.
I've been John Norgrove. Sometimes not John Norgrove. You have to put up with that, I guess. I might be John Norgrove. This might be Julie Norgrove, and this is probably, but might not be, allegedly, The Horn
and Cauldron
Podcast. Pub Chat Edition. I remembered it this time. Don't worry. Shut up. And we will catch you guys next time for more mystical, magical mayhem and such like that.
Yeah. Big shout out to our patrons.
Yeah. Shout out to our patrons. You guys are the best.
Helping us do this
names
stuff.
In whichever quarter the names go in. And if you want to join the Patreon and chit chat with us about that kind of stuff, the links will be where links are and all that kind of nonsense. We will catch you guys next time. Stay magical, folks.
Yeah, and don't forget, breathe in self-confidence and breathe out self-doubt.